Assembly and Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
Rocky, we had some callers, Rex, and we got to talking, and we lost them. And I think it was Judith from Missouri and David in New York. I'm sorry, you all. If you want to call back, we'll try to get you up, and we'll try not to be so long-winded. But we have so much fun and so much to say. But apologize for that. We ended up having to carry them over the break, and maybe we'll bring them back up again. But let's see, Rex, where were we? We were talking about the whole drastic situation. Of course, you know, it's a Friday night. Everybody wants to relax, and I hate to get into all this some more because maybe people need to relax a little bit from all of this stuff. We don't know how it's going to turn out Sunday, but I think evidently the vote is going to be predominantly in Crimea for the referendum to remain or to be engulfed by Russia at this point. And you have some background. You know that area. You know a lot of the history, Rex. And I guess the next step, of course, will be Mr. Kerry will try to toughen up on them for some reason as to why we have to intrude in the eternal affairs, not eternal, but internal affairs of all of the things happening over there in Crimea. I don't know why we have to get involved with this. And, of course, this reminds me a little bit of what Roosevelt was doing all throughout Europe and Iceland and in Greenland and prior to the war being waged from France and Germany. And then later on, even Hitler made speeches. And I'm not a Hitler fan by any means, friend, but he had some things to say. There's a rare speech up there that really talked about all of the finagling and the poking his nose into everybody's business in Europe, which drew the ire of the Germans eventually. And of course, we know that eventually there was a war between Germany and the United States as well. But Rex, you've got some background, some history, some thoughts. Why don't you go ahead and pick it up where I left off or add to or whatever you want to do?
Well, just to give background for the remarks, I'm sure many of our listeners are well aware of Roosevelt's duplicity and scheming, but just as a quick thumbnail sketch, Roosevelt, for whatever reason, I tend to think it was because of his behind-the-scenes political masters. You have to remember that almost everything Roosevelt did during his administration was predicted in a book that was written some, 30 years before concerning... it was written by Colonel, what was his name, Edward Mandel House, the Woodrow Wilson's manager. And it Philip Drew Administrator was the title of the book, and it predicted virtually everything that was done in the Roosevelt administration so that, you know, somebody knew in advance, and somebody told all these things to Roosevelt, and Roosevelt's own son confirmed that Roosevelt didn't come up with any of these ideas himself. And we will continue to say Roosevelt did, because he's the man who signed the orders and sent it out. But I seriously doubt he was the originator of any of these ideas. At any rate, Roosevelt maneuvered us into World War II. For him, it was a godsend that Germany and Japan signed that Treaty of Alliance, because then he could concentrate on getting us into war with the Japanese, and through the entangling alliances, that would pitch us into war with Europe as well. And the things Roosevelt did were utterly unconscionable. And for many, many years, Roosevelt apologists have attempted to downplay this and say, oh, well, there's no proof, and there's no this, and there's no that. And just recently, the absolute ironclad proof has reemerged. On Roosevelt's orders, the code-breaking machine was removed from Pearl Harbor. There were originally two of those machines, one in Washington, D.C., and the other one was in Pearl Harbor, so that the commanders there in Pearl Harbor, where Roosevelt had moved the fleet in the first place to be more threatening to Japan, and be, you know, if the fleet had stayed in San Diego, there's no way the Japanese could have successfully attacked it. The distance was too great. The defense in depth was too much. The Japanese commander-in-chief, naval commander-in-chief, Soroku Yamamoto, said shortly after, he knew America very well, and he said, you cannot invade the mainland United States. There would be a rifle behind every blade of grass. And he was quite correct. Yeah. I mean, in four states a couple of months ago, more men took off to hunt deer than all the armies in the world. I mean, you know, we have plenty of rifles to defend this country. Anyway, but the point is that, and there used to be a code-breaking machine there in Pearl Harbor, so there would have been no way for the Japanese to successfully mount a surprise attack. Absolutely no way at all. And Roosevelt pulled that machine a year prior to Pearl Harbor. And then, of course, he did all kinds of other things that the apologists have attempted to explain away, freezing Japanese assets, refusing to sell them oil, while publicly proclaiming neutrality. Roosevelt did everything within his power to enrage the Japanese and tempt them into striking first, and they did. They eventually did. They played right into his hands, or the hands of his masters, whoever that was. And that's what I was saying. That's my meaning when I'm saying that I seriously doubt that Obama has any, or his minions have any plans as detailed and well laid as that to drag us into conflict.
Yeah,
war is the single worst thing that can happen to humanity. It is a smokescreen for those in power. It acts to perpetuate their power. And I speak, my friends, not only from my own personal experience in uniform, but my father's. My father was a bomber pilot with 8th Air Force in England, and he was assigned, among other things, to the firebombing of Dresden, that gentle artistic city, the Venice on the Elbe. And he regretted to his dying day having taken part in that inhuman butchery. He was proud of having answered his country's call, and he once said that at his veterans' get-togethers of his old air group, that was one place where no one had to do any posturing because they were all heroes. But even there was the shadow of having to have done such terrible, terrible things. And they are terrible things in war. I'm not a pacifist in by any means. If somebody, you know, that our friend, the gentle old philosophical Ron Paul, said many times, you know, if China invaded, you know, Arizona, you don't think we would pull our guns out and do some shooting? Of course we could. If anyone attacks me, they're in trouble. But I won't attack anyone else. A pacifist is someone who doesn't, you know, ever want to use force in any situation, whatever? Well, no. If there's a robber breaking into my house, I will shoot him if I can. I will protect my family and my property. But I will not go out and threaten anyone else. That's called the non-aggression principle, and it is the important cornerstone of libertarian thought. The government has no right to initiate force against another human being, since we, their servants, the government takes, remember, the government supposedly, remember that line, the consent of the governed?
Yeah.
Our government, and any government anywhere, supposedly takes its authority from us. Well, we can't grant to the government any authority we don't have. I don't have the authority to go out and rob from another person. I don't have the authority to go out and compel anyone else to do my bidding. That's their business, not mine. And that means that collectively, the whole bunch of us cannot give to the government the right to go out and initiate force against anyone. Now, I've participated in many debates on this subject, and many people will say, oh, yeah, but what if you've got, you know, some country building nuclear weapons and threatening? Well, and we've got a break, so I can't finish that thought, but we'll be back with more.
Yes, we will. Thank you, friends. The Bob Tuscan Show will continue.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, ladies and gentlemen, on RBN. This is Steve Starrs riding shotgun for Bob tonight, who's taking a little hiatus. And along with me is Rex Brocky. And of course, we're kidding around a little bit and talking about some things. It's Friday night. Everybody needs to relax. And we'll kind of get on to that a little bit. But let's just kind of pick up the topic a little where we were. We were talking a little bit about the, you know, the international currency situation as well, Rex. And, of course, you have a lot of expertise in that area. You thoroughly understand the Federal Reserve heist and everything else that's happened here. You've been watching this for a long time, following the Ron Paul and the whole movement against the Federal Reserve for quite some time. Rex has run for Congress, ladies and gentlemen, and I believe it's Oregon, isn't it, Rex? Isn't that where you were?
It's Washington, touching Oregon, but the first district into Washington State.
Ah, right.
District 4.
Uh-huh.
We have another patriot, Delia Lopez, who ran in Oregon, touching the first district into Oregon. So we had two libertarian patriots there, both running. We met at one function in the Gorge where we both talked. It was funny. They had two speeches at the same time just across the Columbia River. Anyway, I wanted to read a story that comes up. You know, maybe Obama's a little short of Roosevelt's intricate plans, but others aren't. With your permission, Steve, hear from today's new American that freedom shall not perish. George Soros's giant globalist footprint in Ukraine's turmoil. We will remember, this is me adding this, that many of those shooters were paid for and financed by the United States. We have an email from a U.S. Army lieutenant colonel telling them to go ahead. So, anyway, billionaire investor activist George Soros has a giant footprint in Ukraine, similar to his operations in dozens of other nations. He has, over the past couple of decades, poured tens of millions of dollars into Ukrainian non-governmental organizations, or NGOs, ostensibly to assist them in transforming their country into a more open and democratic society. Please forgive this reporter as he drips sarcasm. Many of the participants in Kiev's Euromaidan demonstrations were members of Soros-funded NGOs and or were trained by the same NGOs in the many workshops and conferences sponsored by Soros' International Renaissance Foundation, the IRF, and his various open society institutes and foundations. The IRF, founded and funded by Soros, boasts that it has given more than any other donor organization to democratic transformation of Ukraine. Seems they took the lesson to heart. The International Renaissance Foundation's annual report for 2012, the latest available, states that IRF provided UAH $63 million in funding to civil society organizations, more than any other donor organization working in this field in Ukraine. The UAH reference used above refers to Ukrainia Hryvnia, Ukraine's currency, which is worth about 11 cents U.S., that translates into roughly $6.7 million U.S. dollars that IRF provided to Ukrainian groups in 2012. Not a huge sum by comparison to many other political and social campaigns, but more than merely significant. In cash-starved Ukraine, Soros' dollars go a long way towards seducing and co-opting all legitimate political opposition into the Soros-approved progressive camp. According to the IRF's own website, this one Soros conduit has funneled over $100 million into Ukrainian NGOs over the years. Here's the quote. Over the period from 1990 to 2010, the International Renaissance Foundation provided more than $100 million U.S. dollars in support to numerous Ukrainian non-governmental organizations, community groups, academic and cultural institutions, publishing houses, etc. The IRF website and annual reports make clear that Soros' funds are targeted at promoting Ukrainian partnership with and integration into the European Union. Soros has provided many millions more through his other philanthropic spigots. However, Soros' influence in Ukraine extends far beyond the traceable funding he provides to activist Ukrainian NGOs, academics, and think tanks. Equally, if not more important, is the influence he exerts on global opinion through his massive propaganda network, including Project Syndicate and other Soros megaphones, and his direct personal contacts with presidents, prime ministers, parliamentarians, central bankers, media executives, and Wall Street titans. In a February 26 column he penned for Project Syndicate that was carried by hundreds of newspapers and websites, Soros argued that the EU and the IMF must initiate a new Marshall Plan for Ukraine, meaning, of course, transfers of money from the European Union and the United States taxpayers to the politicians, organizations, and institutions approved by the globalist, socialist, corporatist operatives running the European Union and the IMF. Perhaps the key point in Soros' essay entitled Sustaining Ukraine's Breakthrough is this: Ukraine will need outside assistance that only the EU can provide, management expertise. George Soros. Yeah, that, yeah, there's a lot more.
Sorry,
Soros.
I had to laugh.
We can't contain ourselves on this one, folks.
Management
sorry
expertise.
About that.
Yeah, sir, okay.
Management
I'm
expertise. Sorry. I no, no. Yeah, you go right ahead. I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I could keep my voice straight.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the piece. George Soros is all about management by experts, i.e. central planning, the hallmark of every socialist, fascist, or communist regime. In fact, he is one of the planet's premier advocates of global central planning and control. Hence, he is a longtime fervent supporter of the United Nations, the IMF, World Bank, the WTO, global population control, through the WHO and UNFPA, and virtually every other internationalist endeavor to subvert national sovereignty and advance the building of an omnipotent world government. His fetish with internationalism includes especially further enlarging and empowering the European Union, which has been the prime subject of concern in books and essays by Soros, as well as many of his speeches and media interviews. Soros is a full-blown proponent of total political and economic integration of the European Union, meaning a complete annihilation of any residual independence of the EU member states and the transfer of all substantive legislative, executive, and judicial powers to the European Union politicians and administrators in Brussels. Over the past several years, Soros has been particularly emphatic in pushing for a central EU treasury or a European fiscal authority, which he says is the missing ingredient that's needed to make the euro a full-fledged currency with a genuine lender of last resort. I have to break out here too, folks. Lender of last resort is the argument they used to slip the Federal Reserve in on us in 100 years ago. So be wary of anyone who's using that phrase. The European Central Bank, the ECB, says Soros has insufficient powers to do what's needed, even though he admits it has illegally usurped powers, which he applauds. When European Central Bank President Mario Draghi, a former Goldman Sachs vice chairman and managing director, announced on August 1st, 2012, that the ECB would do whatever it takes to preserve the euro as a stable currency, close quote, German Bundesbank President Jens Weidmann objected, pointing out that the ECB's powers are limited by statute. Nevertheless, Draghi forged ahead, promising that the ECB would make unlimited purchases of government bonds of indebted EU members, provided they put their countries under the control of executors from the Troika, the EU Commission, ECB, and IMF. This is the same Troika that destroyed the citizens of Cyprus last year, yes, raiding their bank accounts to pay off the bonds that socialist politicians and Goldman Sachs had saddled them with. But Soros, whose many human rights fronts extol the rule of law, accountability, and transparency, forgive more dripping sarcasm, says that the lawless and unaccountable Troika does not have enough power. It must be complemented by an EFA, says he, which should exercise power over all fiscal matters. The IMF's managing director, Christine Lagarde, and the European Union Commission president, José Manuel Barroso, a former Maoist communist, have already lined up as a multi-billion dollar package for the Ukraine. However, many Ukrainians all across the political spectrum are leery of coming under the Troika's control, and rightfully so. And we're out of time for the break, but we'll be back.
We will.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Duskin Show. Steve Starrs riding along with Rex Brocky. We were talking about George Soros in the last segment, if you caught a lot of that. I was just going to ask Rex, the question is, what do you think drives this guy? I mean, he's obviously an incredible fanatic, a Polish Jew who helped the Nazis pilfer other Jewish homes, they say. He admitted, of course, very blatantly with pride on CBS with CBS 60 Minutes with Steve Croft. I mean, and now here he is, of course, he seems to enjoy creating misery all over the world or pilfering people. And how did he get so big, and how could he assess these hundreds of millions of dollars, Rex, to mislead the Ukrainian people into thinking they're going to get a better deal with his collapsing system than the collapsed system they already have? And you know, how can he lure them from the frying pan to the fire, Rex? What's his motive, and why is he doing this, do you think?
The only thing, of course, I have no idea at all. I mean, my own bloody great-grandfather was also a Polish Jew, an honorable man who worked with wood in his hands. And I can't imagine a greater contrast between... And there's another Polish Jew Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski, who's down in Texas curing people's cancer and fighting the bloody FDA. Being a Polish Jew, there are all kinds of Polish Jews. Some of them have great-grandsons like my loudmouth self. Who knows? But the only thing I can think of, this is rampant speculation because I have absolutely no idea how any of these people function. As with George Washington and Samuel Adams and Thomas Jefferson, I find having authority over my fellow human beings acutely uncomfortable. I used to own a real estate and development company, and I had employees, and it just really bugged me that some I had been in the service and some of them had been in the service, and whenever I started, I won't say excited, but getting focused on a project and started issuing orders, the ingrained habits of that, you know, slave-soldier service we were both in would take over, and they'd snap to and, you know, come to attention and say, yes, sir, and I would cry a halt right there and, you know, wait just a bloody second. You know, I don't own you, I'm just paying you. There's a difference. You know, if you think I'm wrong, speak up. It's not something I can contemplate or anyone that I admire can contemplate, having authority over your fellow man in anything other than an extremely short-term emergency. I mean, okay, fine, I'm a sailor. If we're on a lifeboat, you know, going off an ocean liner, you know, I know how to raise and rig the sail and give us mobility. Okay, fine, you can listen to me for a few minutes while I do that. But other than a short-term emergency like that, it makes me exceedingly uncomfortable. And as I said, does it to anyone anyone who I would admire. The only thing I can think of as to why Soros and many other people are convinced that they know best is they have maintained this rickety, impossible system for more than 60 years. And I was around in the early 60s and into the late 60s when the signs were already there. I mean, anybody could see that before very long we were going to have not 15-cent cheeseburgers, but $15 cheeseburgers. And no. Don't laugh, folks, we're already there. Whenever I am forced to eat out at a fast food restaurant, I always order from the value menu, and I can still manage for, you know, a few dollars. But other than that excessive value menu that all the fast food restaurants have been forced to have, the regular prices of all these things are already through the roof. Just recently, I gave some people a ride downtown to their appointment at a government bureaucracy, and they bought us lunch at a McDonald's. And it was burgers and fries and drinks, and we didn't get anything extra, and it broke $40. She got about $5 change back.
Wow.
And that's, I mean, so we are there at $15 cheeseburgers, and that there's no way to escape it. And, you know, in the 60s, cheeseburgers in the beginning of the 60s were 15 cents. Hamburgers were a dime. And these were full-size, you know, meal burgers.
I remember those days.
Yeah, I remember them
well.
I'm
sorry
to say. that's the problem of being an old fart, my friend. We both suffer from it. But the point is that I read several polemic pieces at the time by Robert A. Heinlein, and who was, you know, in addition to being a science fiction author, was quite a patriot and a most knowledgeable man, and many other people who were analyzing this stuff, and there was no way. I mean, we figured the end of the world would come before 1970. We thought the government would bankrupt itself, get into the moon, and that would be it, and there would be no more United States in the 1970s. How this situation has lasted all of these years, you know, five, six decades, I have no idea. They have hoodwinked everybody in the ruddy world to think that this money is still worth something. How? I mean, the only thing I can think of is that nothing has come up to challenge it. You know, there has been no other currency. And that, of course, is their plan. You know, they intend to inflate all currencies. Right. So that everybody just gets used to the idea of continuous inflation. You know, continuous inflation is neither good nor livable. I mean, we had effectively no inflation in this country up through 1913, and especially in what the historians are forced to call the Second Industrial Revolution, although it had nothing to do with industry. It had everything to do with liberty. In the United States from 1867 through about 1912, we had actually a gradual deflation, and we had so much rise in productivity that, as I said, the historians have trouble explaining it. Real wages went up 70% from 1870 through 1894, I think it was, and then they went up another 30% from 1894 to 1910. Now, that's real wages, folks, meaning that they went up something like 140% over that time, meaning if going and getting the equivalent of a minimum wage job, of course, minimum wage didn't exist, but I mean an entry-level job, sweeping the floor in a factory, if in 1870 you got such a job and could just buy a house after saving up for 2 years, which, by the way, is not a joke, many people did it, then at the end of that time, you could have bought more than 2.5 houses. And if, in fact, because of also the deflation that happened, you probably could have bought 3 houses in 2 years on a job sweeping the floor of a factory. And I'm not making any of this up. You can go look at it yourself.
That is true. Exist. That is true. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that productivity and that ease of making a living is what they have stolen from us. In the early 60s, my father had a job that paid about twice as much as an entry-level job. He was a teacher. And he made $20 a day, and he had just gotten a big promotion to where he was going to double that. He was going to make $40 a day. He had become an administrator. That's higher than a principal, by the way, a consultant administrator. And he came home and shared the glorious news with us that he was now making $40 a day. And even that was not rich. It was just, you know, definitely in the middle class, which a teacher
upper middle class,
quite. Not even upper, just center, maybe a little above center.
Okay.
And what that meant at the time, my friends, our house payment, and this was a house we'd only bought like 3 years before. So it's not like we'd bought it 20 years before and it had a ridiculously small payment. No, that effect didn't exist. We'd only bought this house 3 years before on a mortgage, a 30-year mortgage. The payment for that house, the taxes on the property, all the utilities, everything, including electricity, everything. Everything that cost to have that house in place cost $27 and change per month. So my father was earning the entire housing cost in his first 5.5 hours on the job on the first Monday of the month. In order to have that much free money right now, my rent is $965 a month. If you do the math, you will see that I would have to make over $40,000 a month to be in the position that my father was in 1963. And bear in mind that he was only making about 4 times an entry-level job, what we would call minimum wage, so that the minimum wage today would have to be about $10,000 a month. $10,000 a month? Wow. There are people not quite working full-time who don't make $10,000 a year. And that's that measure, that difference of how much, you know, on 10 grand a month, I could do anything I want. That measure is what they've stolen from us with their inflation, and my time is stolen, so we'll be back after the break.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects. to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearer. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping. Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearer. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
We are back on the Bob Duskin Show. Steve Starr's riding shotgun for you with Rex Brocky. Before we get into what Rex is going to say, I want to tell you about his website because we might forget about that and run out of time. BC Bitcoins. I told you that Rex would tell you about what's been going on with Bitcoin. There's a lot of mystery about all this, but Bitcoin prices are up. It hasn't affected things, and I'll let him explain all that. But he's also written a great book that's up on Amazon, Vampire Dreams, which is also getting very good reviews, as Rex has been telling me, from the New York Times and other places. If you like the Vampire series, of course, these are laced with some sort of libertarian political points of view if you read very carefully between the lines. But I'll let Rex explain that a little more to you, and we'll talk a little bit briefly about Bitcoins for the last segment here, as he can so adequately do. Rex?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't want to toot my own horn too much with a book, but it's another attempt to spread libertarianism. It's aimed toward young adults, but anyone could read it. I've got a 66-year-old man threatening me with mayhem if I don't get the sequel written soon. So
that's good.
It has to appeal at least somewhat to all ages. And what I've done is I've stuck every libertarian and liberty-related cause I could think of into it without affecting readability. So, for example, I tied up the way witchcraft works in the books with under the rules of common law. So by learning how witchcraft works, which all the kids will love doing, they will also learn what common law is and the fact that we're all our states are supposed to be under it, and the rights you actually have and the rights of a jury to protect their neighbors and such. So hopefully it will spread those ideals. Anyway, as I said, I didn't mean to toot that, but it's up on Amazon and coming out in hard copy. The best review so far was from Piers Anthony, who read it and liked it very much. I was quite surprised. That's a mild way of putting it. He loved it, and he published it in his March newsletter, so he thinks it's great. So I am certainly not going to argue with another writer of his experience, since he's been a best-selling author for, 52 years? Anyway, about Bitcoins, the price of Bitcoin dropped down to between $600 and $700 quite some months ago after the troubles with the Chinese government, and it stayed there ever since. When the day that Mt. Gox shuttered their doors, Bitcoins dropped for about half an hour to $450, and that's the lowest they ever went. They bounced back above $600 by the end of that day, so there isn't even a single full day when they were under $600. They flirted with a couple of times. I remember seeing them a couple of days later at like $597, but that was the lowest they ever touched. The current price, as we went on air, was about $650, and it's been hovering between $600 and $700 ever since. And it's not going away, and it's not going down. Bitcoins are still being used all over the world, and it's only going to get better. You know, if there was an internet story that OPEC was going to start pricing oil in bitcoins as a way to get around the U.S. dollar, and if that happens, well, you know, $10,000 of bitcoin could happen next Thursday. But all that we see happening is that bitcoins are continuing to gain popularity in a more gradual fashion rather than the wild swings of value that we've seen. And there's one other very, very important point to make here, folks. Hundreds of millions of dollars and of other currencies are flowing into the cryptocurrency market. They're flowing in and through bitcoins. And the only reason the price of bitcoins hasn't gone to $5,000 a coin is that the money is flowing from bitcoins into other cryptocurrencies. Litecoin is now, what is it, at $250 million just in Litecoins? And, you know, their value is going to take off. Many, many other coins. Bob Tuscan himself is now a proud owner of some Infinite Coins, one of the other clones. And, you know, the money is flowing in and flowing in, and at some point, it's going to reach critical mass, and there will be enough currency. I noticed the Lakota Nation now has Mazacoin, their own Bitcoin clone, which is now the official currency of all the five nations that make up Lakota. Aurora Coin in Iceland is going to become the official Icelandic currency. There's another one in Ireland. You know, folks, cryptocurrency is here to stay, and it is, there is... Even if the U.S. government somehow talk the IMF into outlawing Bitcoin, which of course wouldn't. Now, I mean, it would just, you know, drive it underground, and it works just fine underground, I can tell you. But even if they manage to stop that, there are over 100 competing other cryptocurrencies out there that are already going. I mean, you can buy and sell with Litecoins now all over the world. They were one of the earliest ones to come up and, quote, fix some of the problems with Bitcoins. One of the, quote, problems with Bitcoin,
right. Yeah.
Is that any transaction takes at least 10 to 30 minutes to confirm, because you have to, you know, get them included in a block and all this stuff. And the blocks only come about once every 10 minutes, sometimes a bit longer, if the difficulty's high. Well, Litecoins fixes that with a 2-minute block time rather than 10, so that even having to wait for 6 confirmations only takes you 12 minutes.
And it's a much more solid. It's a much more solid cryptology to it as well. And because there's been
algorithm.
Problems. What happened there? Explain to us what happened with the Mt. Gox theft and everything like that. And what was behind all that? And what really happened with all that, Rex?
Well, you're asking me something that I can't possibly know all the details, because I wasn't one of the people involved. But an overview is that somebody, no one knows who, stole 750,000 bitcoins belonging to depositors, 14.42 of which, by the way, were mine. So I'm in my continuing to remain positive even after the Mt. Gox failure. I assure you, I'm not, just saying, oh, well, I didn't know any of those people, and it didn't hurt me, so I'm fine. No, it hurt me. That was worth about, at the peak price, that was worth about $25,000 that I lost in that. And I'm not dismayed, because I'm not a fool. I didn't have all my bitcoins in Mt. Gox, not by a long shot, and that's, you know, so I'm still going. The point is, somebody stole 750,000 bitcoins from Mt. Gox that belonged to depositors, and they stole 100,000 that belonged to Mt. Gox itself, so that was quite a chunk of change. And apparently, if we can take the preliminary documents filed in the Japanese bankruptcy court as good evidence, someone stole about $600,000 of foreign currency as well, before it was converted into yen. So my old policeman's instincts are screaming inside job, but of course that could be inside job at their bank, not necessarily at Mt. Gox. I don't know. Something is big time fishy. Somebody really got them in one way or another. I have no idea who it is. I'm not there. My Japanese is limited to ordering in a restaurant and asking for the restroom, so I certainly couldn't unsnarl it even if I were there. But friends that I do have that are there say, we're just going to have to wait and see what comes out in court. One interesting thing is that a tradition in Japanese bankruptcy courts and many other civilized countries, but not the U.S., is that companies that are in this position and bankrupt are permitted to reopen and continue in business, since that's the best way to get the depositors paid. So who knows? We may see those coins back again. And if, let's put it this way, folks, let's suppose that Mt. Gox in 3 years manages to pay me back a tenth of what I had on deposit, 1.44 bitcoins. If the price of bitcoins is up over $10,000 a piece, that would certainly be worth my money, and that I would hope that something like that will happen, and it certainly could. I don't know.
All right.
We seem to have money. Music coming.
We do have music. Thanks, friends, for hanging in there with us, the Bob Tuscan Show. We will return with the show and the rest of the evening right after the break. Stay tuned. Thanks a lot.
The Bob Tuscan Show.